Morning. Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And that is the entrance music to a legend in the sports entertainment wrestling business, the one, the only, Jake the Snake Roberts, who I'm so excited to be talking to. He's going to be coming to Zany's as part of his Unspoken Word tour. He's going to be appearing Monday, October 3rd at the Old Town location, Tuesday, October 4th at the Rosemont location, and check out his website at jakethesnakeroberts.com. And I'm very excited, as a wrestling fan for my whole life, to welcome a true legend to the show, Jake the Snake Roberts. Hey, Jake, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Thanks for doing the show. I really appreciate it, man.
No problem.
So let's talk a little bit about how you got started in the business. Where did the snake thing come from? How did that angle start for you, man?
Well, just another long story. I was riding down the road and listening to Monday Night Football, and they were talking about Kenny Stabler, you know, and the snake, and smoking pot and drinking beer. Next thing comes up is, man, what a great idea for a wrestler to carry a snake around. That'd be awesome, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot one thing, though. I was terrified of snakes. Still am.
You still are? Wow.
Yeah, I can't stand the damn thing.
That's incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, Jake. How many Damians were there?
About 40.
40 of them. Now, did you get along?
Yeah.
Were some of them more temperamental than others? Did you have a hard time
with
some?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, some of them were really nasty, and some of them were just a little nasty.
Well,
there were no poodles to the bunch.
Well, let me let me ask you this: did you enjoy being a heel? Is it more fun to be a heel than a face?
Yeah, you know, as a baby face, everything's kind of roped in for you. You gotta do certain things.
Yeah,
the fans expect certain things. But as a heel, you can go any which way you want.
Yeah,
drag everybody with you.
The thing was, though, you used to get such a great pop when you were a heel. Was that? How did you feel about that? How'd the company feel about you getting such a great pop when you were a heel?
It frustrated me and the company. You know, I understood it after a while. I finally figured it out. And it all has to do with respect. You know, when people really respect what you're putting out there, they're going to cheer for you because they appreciate you.
Yeah. Your first big feud with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat was pretty legendary.
Yeah.
That was really legendary.
Yeah.
We actually have a promo here that you cut with Mean Gene. Was it fun working with Mean Gene?
Yeah, he was all right.
Oh, okay. I want to play a promo real quick. I want to play
sure.
You were so great on promos, Jake. Let's hear this.
Exciting partnerships in the wrestling world today would have to be Jake the Snake Roberts and the Python, Damian. Jake Roberts, what in the world are we doing here in a shower?
Because this is my time. You wanted to talk to me. I didn't ask to talk to you. Damian didn't either.
I recall during the last Saturday night's main event, it was you and the DDT that did in Ricky Steamboat.
You must remember it better than Ricky Steamboat. You know, some people tell me that he's not afraid of Damian and I. Well, let me tell you something, Steamboat. It's more shameful to deny fear than it is to run from danger. You're stepping where no man has stepped before.
All right, in front of 70,000 strong of our Canadian cousins recently, however, it was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Jake Roberts, who put you away.
I don't ever recall that happening. Now, do you?
Wait a minute. Ease up with that snake, please. I'm a little upset by the fact we're in a shower. You're a sick man, Robert.
Oh, that's true. I am. At least you know that.
Does this make tonight the rubber match?
Well, if you believe Ricky Steamboat can beat me, Mean Gene, then you ought to go back to selling encyclopedias, my man.
I never sold an encyclopedia, Jake Roberts.
And you couldn't even do that either, huh?
All right, Jake the Snake Roberts and Damian.
There you go.
That's the story.
That's great stuff. Great stuff, man. Did you like cutting promos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I loved it. I always did them off the top of my head, you know. I never scripted anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way they do it anymore.
Now it's like, is it all, I mean, it's all planned out and it's all scripted?
Yeah.
Your rivalry between you, right out of the gate, between you and Steamboat. I mean, he was a huge name at the time. How did you enjoy that rivalry?
Oh, loved it. Yeah. Loved it. Are you kidding? You know, working with Ricky was just a night off. You know, we wrestled each other like 89 days straight there for a long period of time. We just went at it daily.
Yeah. And so who were some of your other favorite rivals that you worked with? Because you worked with everybody.
I had a good time with all of them, man. Whether it be Bad News Brown or Earthquake or DiBiase or Macho, or it didn't matter, man. I really enjoyed being out there with them.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about the show that you're doing, the Unspoken Word Tour. Tell me about that, and are you having a good time doing it?
Having a blast doing it. I get a chance to rub elbows with all the fans, and I've come to really appreciate them, man. I don't know if you've seen the documentary or not, but it was pretty dark for me for a long period of time.
Right, the resurrection of Jake the Snake, which is a really terrific movie.
Right.
Yeah, and but so now you're having a good time. You're out on the road doing something different, and that's cool.
Having a blast, man.
That's great,
and it's helping my memory a lot.
Yeah. And so you tell great stories about locker room stories and all kinds of cool stuff.
Locker room, on the road, in the strip joint, wherever it happened, it comes out.
That's cool. And everybody can see you at Zany's on Monday, October 3rd at the Old Town, and Tuesday, October 4th in Rosemont. Those are great rooms, Jake. You're really going to enjoy yourself.
I can't wait, man. I encourage the fans to come out, bring their memorabilia. I'll be glad to sign it for them, and let's have a good time.
That's cool. Look, one more quick question. Can you just quickly tell me about how important your relationship with DDP is?
It's number one, man. He saved my life, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I can never thank him enough for that, and he's changed my whole way of thinking, the way I represent myself, the way I present myself too. It's amazing, man. My whole thought process has changed. So my love for him has really run deep, man.
Yeah, well, we're all really grateful to him, man, for helping you out the way he did and changing you. I had DDP on the show. I've had him on a couple of times, and he's a really, really great guy. I'm so happy he helped you out, man.
I appreciate it.
All right, Jake, thanks very much for joining us, man.
All right, thank you, bro.
Okay, take care. There you go. Jake the Snake Roberts will be playing at Zany's, coming to Zany's as part of the Unspoken Word Tour. He'll be appearing on Monday, October 3rd at Old Town, and Tuesday, October 4th at Rosemont. And the pro wrestlers who are doing these tours and who are doing the spoken word thing, they have a really great time. It's a completely different thing for them. Jake's been in the business for such a long time. He's got a million stories. He's wrestled everybody. He's done it all. And, you shouldn't miss this. If you're a wrestling fan, you need to go to Zany's and see him on the 3rd at Old Town and on the 4th at the Rosemont location. Jake the Snake Roberts, his website is Jake the Snake. JakeRoberts.com. And if you've not seen the movie Resurrection of Jake the Snake, you really should. It's pretty inspiring and pretty great. All right, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.